30 Days, 30 Ways to Overcome Anxiety. Written by Bev Aisbert and read by Bev Aisbert and Miranda Nation.
Hello, this is Bev. It's taken me 25 years of practice to show you how to overcome anxiety in 30 days, so you have the easy part. Contained in this book is the best of all that has been tried and tested over those 25 years, firstly through my own journey out of severe anxiety, and secondly through steering all my wonderful workshop participants and one-to-one clients on the same path to freedom from anxiety by learning how to be their own counsellor and to build their own recovery. You might think 30 days isn't much time to overcome what may have been years of struggle, but it's not all that different from giving up any habit that isn't good for you. Once you see it in perspective, it only takes one decision to let it go. Essentially, all that's happened is that you've had a problem but not the resources to deal with it effectively. Overcoming anxiety isn't about wishful thinking, it's about employing skillful thinking. Without those skills, your mind can take you wherever it likes, and with anxiety, it can take you to the wildest and, let's be honest, most ridiculous places. Now it's time for you to take back the reins and gain mastery over your own well-being. Working your way through the 30 days will help you build the skills to do this one step at a time, and like building a house, you do it in stages. Keep your eyes on the prize and stick with it. If you conk out after day 10, you're only going to have the slab and a couple of walls done. Look at it this way. You head off on a road trip because you want to get to the destination. Do you get halfway, then turn around and go home because you're frustrated that you haven't arrived yet? And consider this. Maybe you haven't arrived yet because you keep taking detours into things that bog you down. You could approach the 30 days and make it hard work, or you could approach it with interest and enthusiasm. But whichever way you choose to do it, just do it, eh? You're going to be living out the next 30 days anyway, so you may as well do something useful with them. Making these skills super effective means using them until they become second nature. You're getting a taste of how much better you can feel by trying them for 30 days. To make them really stick, ideally you'll make them a part of your ongoing, normal routine. Having said that, any one of these 30-day practices could have you turning the corner, because each day's focus contains an insight into yourself. It's not your anxiety that has to change, it's how you use your anxiety to help you change that leads to healing. You might do your 30 days on a daily basis, or you might reserve one day a week when you don't have other distractions to give the practices your full attention. It's up to you. There's no have-to about this, but if you choose to undertake the journey over 30 days, you can feel so much better in just a month's time. Oh, and by the way, if you're not familiar with it from my previous books, here's the cartoon character I created to represent that inner critic. I created it to represent that worrisome, critical inner voice that generates anxiety. He's actually not a bad guy, he's just a little overly vigilant. But yes, his presence and messages can seem scary at first, till you better understand what's really going on and how to work with him. Over the 30 days, you'll come to see him in a different and much kinder light. My love and best wishes to you.